Chapter 2. Test Number 2. Are you willing to give God your expectations about your life? Let's review what we've learned so far about Mary, the mother of the Messiah. Her first spiritual challenge that she faced in her young life was to respond affirmatively to the question, "Are you willing to trust God with your whole life?" As we noted in the previous chapter, Mary responded to the call of God on her life by submitting to that call. Now let's move forward in our study from the time of the Annunciation by the space of 9 months. It's evident from the New Testament narrative that Mary conceived immediately upon her having said yes to God's call to trust Him with her whole life. However, recall, if you would please, that the key element contained in the angelic announcement to Mary at the Annunciation is this specific promise recorded in Luke chapter 3, verses 32 and 33. The Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David. He will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will never end. Looking back on the events from our historical perspective of 2,000 years of world history, I cannot help wondering if Mary understood precisely what was going to be involved in her saying yes to cooperating with God in the birth of the Messiah. In looking at the narrative contained in Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 20, I see four specific expectations concerning her life that Mary was being asked to surrender to God as part of His plan to make her the mother of the Messiah. Number 1. The expectation about when He fulfills His promises. Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 6. Let's pause for a minute and think through the implications of what actually happened as the events would eventually turn out.